time to welcome my regular Monday guest. Chris Carey volunteers his time each week to select and research our classic pick and then comes in and shares his findings with us. Always a delight to have Chris on, especially when he comes in with a record by the Breeders.
Yeah, so this week we were going to do a look in and delve into the Breeders' debut pod. It came out May 29th, 1990, so it's 29 years old here in a week or so. The Breeders, as you may or may not know, I know you probably know, but they started off kind of as just a side project by Kim Deal and Tanya Donnelly. Kim Deal of the Pixies at the time and Tanya Donnelly of Throwing Muses at the time. The two met on tour while the Pixies and Throwing Muses were touring together in Europe in like 88, 89. And Deal, also at this time too, Deal through the first couple of records of the Pixies, Surfer Rose and Doolittle, she still had a lot more writing input and singing input. And then Frank Black kind of started monopolizing that, and due to that, she became a lot more interested in this, what began as a side project. They initially called themselves the Boston Girls Supergroup, but that was only for a little bit until they sent a demo into 4AD, which was the Pixies label and Throwing Muses label at the time, and they loved it, and they decided to record them and gave them the huge advance of $11,000. They took that $10,000 and they recorded that record within 1 week in Edinburgh, Scotland at a little studio called the Palladium. And I thought it was kind of interesting too. There's not a lot of other records that I could find that were recorded there. There's a few others, but it was kind of interesting in that it's two floors with bedrooms on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the musicians just stayed there and they would get up and record in their PJs, which I thought was kind of fun. Very comfortable studio.
Yes.
And so anyway, and the producer on this record was Steve Albini. Now, Steve Albini would disagree with that because he always likes to call himself an engineer in that he feels like he doesn't input too much of his own taste into the music and tries to let the artist do it. And so he always is adamant about being called an engineer, but he essentially did do the production work on this, recording everything. Steve Albini is kind of an interesting guy. He's been in a couple of post-hardcore bands himself, Big Black and Shellac, and he's kind of got a reputation as being kind of a genius but also difficult to work with, even though that Deal and Donnelly both say that, you know, that their interactions with him during the recording of this record went famously. They really enjoyed it. He's recorded with a number of other famous indie bands like the Pixies and Nirvana and Fugazi, Slant, PJ Harvey, Urge Overkill. I mean, it goes on.
He's one of my favorites. I mean, mm-hmm. I understand why he insists on that qualification of engineer and not producer, but when Steve Albini's worked on something, you can hear his fingerprints.
He's like the grungy alternative Danger Mouse.
Yes.
Anyway, I got to play poker with Steve Albini once.
Oh, yeah. I hear he's real good at that.
He's a pretty good poker player. He was better than me, but I wasn't the worst at the table. There were other people that were losing way more money. The personnel on this record, obviously Kim Deal and Tanya Donnelly, who both played guitar, and Deal was lead vocalist. It's interesting because in the Pixies she played bass, and so she decided to trade up and play guitar on this record. Josephine Wigg was bass player on this one. And then Britt Walford, who was the drummer for Slint, also played drums on this.
But, I didn't know that.
Well, he has the pseudonym on the record as Shannon Doughton. But Shannon Doughton was actually was actually Britt Walford. So the drummer of the one of the first post, you know, punk math rock kind of bands out of Louisville, Kentucky was none other from the band Slant. Yeah.
Excellent deep dive research there, yeah. Mister.
Yep. and then Pod, you know, Pod wasn't that commercially successful. I mean, compared to the sophomore record Last Splash, which ended up going platinum mostly because of the single Cannonball, this one was much smaller. You know, it didn't sell much at all. It only charted in two countries, the UK and the Netherlands. but it was widely regarded as a critic's darling around the country. And it over time, it's increased in stature. Actually, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana is quoted at two different separate occasions saying that this was one of his favorite albums of all time. It ended up to Pitchfork, I think it lists it in their 100 best records from the 1990s. So, like I said, this became Deal's primary project after the Pixies kind of started crumbling and then broke up in 93. And then not much longer after this was released, Tanya Donnelly went on and started her own band, Belly, which kind of became her, you know, that became her thing. And the Breeders kept going through Last Splash, and then they released it after, not long after that, they kind of fell apart too. Actually, when Tanya left, I forgot to mention that's when Kim Deal's sister, Kelly Deal, who's fraternal twins, I believe, joined the band after Tanya Donnelly left. And then they toured, they released Last Splash and toured to support that. And then not long after that, the band kind of went into hiatus because they both had some substance abuse issues. And since they're doing fine, but they had to take some time off. So after that, they did get back together later on and released another three records. The most recent was released in 2018, All Nerve, which has the same lineup as Last Splash did.
And it was an excellent release. Yeah, they still got it.
Yeah, every album they've released has always gotten decent reviews by everybody. Yeah.
Fantastic.
But this album not only was the first, and I was just talking about that in the studio before we got on the air, this is actually probably my favorite Breeders album.
I can certainly understand that. It's one of mine, too. I'm talking with Chris Carey about the Breeders Pod, came out right around this time, 29 years ago. It is our classic pick of the week, support for which is brought to you by Downtown's Good Oak Bar, purveyors of small batch whiskeys and mezcals and all Arizona Beer Board and local foods-based pub fare from the Diablo Burger Kitchen, located at 316 East Congress and online at goodoakbar.com. And anything else to add before we get into your first selection, Chris?
None other than we're going to play "Happiness Is a Warm Gun," which not only is one of my very favorite Beatles songs.
it's an amazing cover.
This might be my favorite Beatles cover by anybody. This is such a good song.
Yeah, I agree. All right, The Breeders are classic pick of the week. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.